Riverside Remote.
And we're on a pod, ladies and gentlemen.
Podcast.
Oh, that's a loud sneeze,
can you,
my guy.
Like, not? Can you we're not? In a small enclosed space, and he's just rocketing his germs everywhere.
It's disgusting.
God. That was rough.
Wow. Are you all right? You need a neti pot before we start?
You know, like, my dad, you know, my dad has, like, that classic dad sneeze.
Right.
You know, you've heard, like, dad sneeze, where it's just, like, so much, and just... Over time, it's happening to me. It must be genetic.
You're turning into a dad. You must have a baby on the way and you don't know about it.
You know, I have something similar. So my grandma always used to sneeze like no less. I'm talking ever than three times per sneeze.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, three. Always
triple sneezers.
Since she passed... Mm-hmm. I literally have not sneezed one time. I mean, it's been a series every time that I've sneezed. And I'm like, Grandma, you...
Dang.
Right?
She gotcha.
You got
you're
it
a,
honest.
You're a three sneezer now.
I'm
you're
a
series
sneezer.
Sneezer
and
now.
I'm always like, hey, Grandma, probably, you know, hi.
Hey, let's welcome everyone to this new addition to the Ned's Pod.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Welcome, Lauren. Hi.
Lauren.
You're going to be hearing a fourth voice on these Ned's Pod extras.
Let's hear that voice.
Hey, Lauren.
Hey, guys.
Hi. Hey. Thanks for being here.
So pumped.
Yeah, Lauren is our compatriot from Podco, and she's now our fourth co-host for these Ned's Pod extras. So let's tell the people what we're doing here. So every week, guys, we are going to have an additional episode, this being that Ned's Pod extras, where we hear from you. What we're doing on these episodes is we are listening to your guys' voices, your questions, your comments, what you guys want us to talk about. And Lauren has compiled some of those messages from you guys voice memos. And thank you for submitting things. We love you guys for being here. And so these extra episodes are our way of like interacting with you.
The audio pod. The visuals will be available on our Patreon. But yes, you can hear our sweet voices on the Ned's Pod extra.
Yeah, make sure you...
audio pod.
Are you listening?
You guys hear me?
I can hear you. You sound great.
Make sure you just chew into the microphone, Lindsay. That's
what the point was, Devin.
Visualize and imagine what Lindsay's doing right now. As you listen.
To listen to someone just chewing into a
microphone.
Are you guys listening at home on Spotify or Apple? Just make sure you smash that Lindsay, Jesus. Just make sure you smash that follow
or subscribe.
Make sure you smash that follow button on Apple or Spotify. And if you haven't left us a wonderful review yet, we will literally wait here in silence until you do that. So,
yeah. Go ahead and do it. Smash it, smash it. Smash it,
did you do
it?
Are you doing it? Did you write us a good review? Did you press follow?
Thanks.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Well, let's hear some memes.
Yeah.
Let's hear some memos. Let's hear some voice notes. Let's hear from our audience. What you got for us, Lauren?
All righty. This first one comes from Elijah Lacasa, and he says...
Hey guys, my name is Elijah Antunes. I'm a college student from Boston, and here is my question to you all. How do you maintain such a close bond, especially in such a chaotic world, and, you know, after filming the show? So if you could answer that, that would be great, and enlighten us how you guys stay so positive and just really have great chemistry, especially on the podcast. So thank you, and peace out.
Elijah.
Aww, Elijah.
Okay. I hate these headphones. Elijah, I've heard you. And
there you go.
Leaving.
Did you hear all that question, Linz?
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. Elijah, thanks for the wonderful question and like...
kind of a comment. Yeah.
Elijah, sometimes I feel like I'm the only one keeping the magic alive. You know what I mean? I think, do we really know each other anymore?
That's funny. Lindsay asked us, are we actually friends still?
Literally right before we started rolling, Lindsay asked... Are we actually friends outside of this?
Because here's the thing. We actually do a decent amount of work together now.
Yeah.
And I also feel like our vibe is connected off of like having something to tell each other each time, you know, we hang out. So, I don't know. We didn't hang out. Anyway, we have a good friendship now. It's always been a friendship. There's a friendship.
Yeah, they're There is for me, you fucks.
No, there really is. There really is. But sometimes I think like sometimes it's not so much like inviting you over and like watching a movie on the couch, because like what you talk about there is kind of what we talk about on the pod.
Yeah, we have to save it for the pod. That's the tough part. There's a tough part. Sometimes we're like, I could invite them over, but then they're going to tell me all their stories.
No.
I haven't even thought of that. For me, most of the time,
it's like... You haven't thought of inviting us over.
Oh, no.
No. Most of the time, it's like the geography. Like, we live on opposite sides of LA, so like, I know we're getting together. We usually get together at least once a week for pod business, and that's when... And we hang for hours, and we do work, but like, it's always fun and us like telling each other shit. So for me, that's always it. I haven't even thought, oh, if I invite them over, they're gonna tell me things that we need to save for the pod.
Daniel and I are always on the same page. It's gotta be that tourist thing, dude. It's gotta be that tourist thing. We're only a week apart.
Yeah, that's wild. Yeah, 7 days.
May 17th, May 10th.
Yeah,
and that week book.
And Elijah, part of our friendship being as dope as it is now was this weird, it's like specific to how this went for us, is we had such a huge life-altering magical experience when we were kids together.
Yeah.
That we were deeply in each other's lives then, and then we've stayed in each other's lives since, but we had all this time apart to grow up and go through our 20s and like just live kind of whole different lives where we weren't seeing each other all the time. And now we are back as friends and have this organizing principle of this podcast and like everything we're working on.
And shared goals.
Shared goals. Exactly.
Which Daniel kind of like, when he said that, I'm like, that is the most that a friendship can be, kind of.
Oh yeah.
You know, I think that's really cool. I've tried to carry that over into my other relationships too.
I'm with you. At this point in my life, I like appreciate the friendships where we have kind of a shared mission and work. I like friendships where we have work to do together.
Work that we value, you know, and that's full filling. Yeah. Because like coworkers, when you're working at a job that you hate, it's a little different. But this, you know, a shared goal that we're inspired by. Oh yeah, that's the best.
Yeah,
you can
resonate. We're like co-dreaming together. It's fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
But also what's silly is like, I feel like we all really, Dev less so than us, Daniel. Well, actually Daniel less so than us, Dev. We all operate from this place of heart, which I think is like very special to have maintained for each of us through each of our paths, right? Like, I don't think any of us ever got so disconnected or detached from, I don't know, reality or who we were. I mean, thank goodness, right? But
we were this close.
Like, our hearts still stayed intact.
You two got real close.
Found a way back. Know?
Yeah, no,
like,
I think
we're intact.
Yeah, I think you're right. As we've come back together, it's been magical to be like, oh, we like. Care deeply about
we're deeply caring people
and care about people and
it stems from the fact that we, you know, we built these this dynamic relationship at such a young age when there was so much wonder in the world. Growing up, you can lose that wonder a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
Coming back with you guys, I was like, wait a minute, there's still a little spark there. You love life, Daniel. You got a warm, fuzzy little something there. And tucked away.
I can feel again.
I feel like there. I am always activated when I'm around you guys.
Likewise.
I just plug in and it's like silly play this, that, other. Even if I don't totally feel that in other areas of my life or all the time, it's not like a constant for me. That's something that's very special to being plugged into you guys.
She's likewise. Referring to pegging, Devin.
Absolutely.
I'm excluded from that, guys.
Absolutely. We're moving up a size tonight, huh?
Moving up a size. New gauge.
We've been in that first one a while.
You've been begging.
I had to.
Well,
wow. He also asked, I feel like part of that question, but I guess you just kind of answered it, was how do we stay positive in such a chaotic world?
I don't. Like I said, energy vampire for you two.
Oh,
it's not
Lord.
So much a missing puzzle piece as it is my things deep in your emotional.
Nah,
mix.
You bring us energy.
Oh yeah, no. You bring us energy. Yeah, for sure.
I'll just say that's challenging, Elijah. I think all of us,
battle
no matter
it.
What it looks like on the pod, I think we're happy when we're together. But for sure, when we're all alone, I know for me, like for sure, it's sometimes not always easy to stay positive. The world's chaos, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a constant journey, but like I've said this on the pod. Oh, yeah, here we go to my breakdowns again. Life is in existence, you know? And we have to go through it. No, but I will say, I've mentioned it on the pod before, Fun is a tool sometimes. Enjoyment is a tool. Don't think of these positive energies and perspectives as something that is external, like, oh, I need $1 million around me, or I need a bunch of people dancing around me to make me feel happy or like I'm having fun. You have to sometimes just choose to see the silver lining in whatever you're presented with. Mm-hmm. And it is a bit of a chore, but man, it makes moving through this life a lot easier when you say, hey, I'm going to wake up and I'm going to have the day that I plan to have. And if there are any obstacles, I'm going to avoid them to the best of my ability, but I'm going to stay focused on what is positive. What do I have at my disposal to improve my surroundings?
Versus getting caught up
in what sucks. What,
like, fun is a choice also that you have to practice. It's like a muscle. I mean, it just starts to become more complex to sort of find as you get older. Not that there aren't, like, fun and simple joys and, like, fun, but that it being a choice is such a thing, Daniel.
I live by it.
And I feel like that speaks to, like, also, I try and not get spun out too much on things that I truly have no influence over and can't control.
Yeah.
I have learned, because I have at times, for sure, the world is chaos. If you look around at it, like, you can spin out on things. I have learned over time to not put I still learn about everything and I care about everything, but I don't put a big emotional weight on things that I cannot touch or influence or, you know.
Control. There's a prayer somewhere in there. I don't want to get all religious, serenity.
It's the AA.
Yeah, it's a serenity prayer.
It's the AA serenity prayer. What is it?
Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
That is it.
That's a bar.
That's how you stay positive.
Yep.
You pray that, and you become it.
Discernment, man. Discernment.
Oh, my gosh. If I could take an extra bag of discernment from everybody, I would love that. I feel learning discernment later in life it's a tricky one. It'll leave you with a lot of regrets.
Hey, better late than never.
No regrets. No regrets.
Thanks, Elijah.
Truly.
Thanks, brother.
Pop on those headphones, Linz. Let's listen to another voice message.
Oh, we got one more?
Okay, I thought you were...
And I hope it wasn't peaking too much. I'm trying to control the levels here from Pro Tools, guys.
Pro Tools,
that's what they call it. It's my Pro DAW. Tools. It's my little digital audio workstation.
Oh, no!
Oh, it's all good. No Celsius in there. You need a refill. She almost spilled Celsius all over
Show
Pro Tools.
Show me the money.
who else we got, Lauren?
All right. This next fan wants to stay anonymous.
Okay.
This is her voice note.
Okay.
I don't know if this was the content you guys were hoping for, but I watched the show when I was young. And I was watching the show around the same time my mom died of an overdose. Mm. And getting through the school day was hard. Mm. And the show inspired me to write my own survival guide. Mm. And I titled it with my name, My Survivor Guide. And I remember going to the store and getting the same black and white speckled book and writing down just how I got through the day. And it helped a lot. And now being an adult who listens to you guys and just sees that you guys are people and adults who've been through things is just really comforting. And I just want to say thank you for helping me get basically the tools I need to get through some of those dark days. Wow. Thank you.
Man.
Wow.
Man.
Wow. What a blessing.
Thank you for sharing that.
Really, thank you. I know you're staying anonymous, but wow, thank you so much.
Yeah, yeah. You're a hero, being a champion, you know, and taking charge in a circumstance that is so awful, especially at a young age. That is, at least for me, I'm sure for you guys too, that's something that that's an impact that I want to have on the world.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that we were able to even help you, even just an inch, you know, through that upbringing, and sending lots of love.
Yeah. And I'm so happy we can still keep you company.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's one of the just continuing amazing parts of being part of Ned's Declassified. Is stories like yours, whoever your name is, who just shared that, like the fact that you took from our show, no matter what's going on, even such a painful circumstance, no matter what's going on, I can meet it with a little positivity and like, I can survive this. I can create a survivor guide. I can figure out how to get through this a little better. And even though Ned's is like these zany, crazy circumstances, like I love that the heart shines through of the show to you guys. That is so meaningful. Like, man.
And so much courage as a young person to find this way to continue forward in a positive way. Like you said it, your survivor guide, like you, you know what I mean? You made that for yourself. So we are so happy that we could like be the catalyst for that. And then for you to carry that through, like, wow.
I mean, but you being that shining example, like, you know, like Dev said, we were just making a show to put smiles on people's faces. You never know what they're trying to smile through. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciate you for showing that resilience and choosing to, you know, just step up and be there for yourself and comfort yourself through it.
Yeah, and thank you for submitting that. Like, yo, this is our first episode of like receiving these submissions, and like,
that's
exactly what we want. That's exactly what we want to hear. That I didn't even know that's exactly what we wanted to hear
until you set the tone. Right?
Yeah, you just like whatever love we gave you from Ned's and our podcast, like you just gave it back to us. Yeah. And I feel like full. That's so beautiful. Thank you.
Wow.
Did you guys know back 20 years ago that you would have that impact on people?
Absolutely not.
No. I mean, from the black sheep of that whole
Nickelodeon family
network
of that whole lineup, right? We were like against two stars, Emma Roberts and Jamie Lynn Spears, and I mean, we really were just this like little nugget turd, and it just—I mean, that's really anything that you want art to do, though. I mean, so many of my projects, I look back on it, is like that didn't stand up. It doesn't stand up. It was good for that year to get you through a couple hours, but for something to stand up, and oh man, it's everything. It's
And this, yo, that man, I'm sorry, that was therapeutic. I wish we knew your name so we could shout you out. But that was therapeutic. And even for me, when I was going through my own little times, transitioning into adulthood, when I felt really jaded and hated myself for even being on these entertainment shows that I felt like were so futile. When I hear that we had this positive impact on someone's life, it brings joy to me. And it made me feel like maybe I am contributing to the world, you know, in my own way. I was really jaded, like, oh, comedy is stupid. It doesn't advance the world in any way.
It really does feel so superficial when you fall into those, like, valleys. I've been watching TV before and be like, what? Like, what do we do? Like, this is so impotent.
Why do we get paid for this?
Superficial, exactly. But you're right. Moments like that where it's, like, given back to you, where it's, like, what we really do, we're just, like, connection dealers. You know what I mean? You just, like, you show people connections so that they can like be closer to it in their own life. I mean, if you really want to think about it like that, you hold space for people so they can hold space for themselves, right?
Yeah. Did you see the Friends like reunion HBO special thing? Like they showed people from all over the world with their stories of like watching Friends, and like it goes beyond comedy. Like it goes beyond this great funny sitcom that everyone loved, like the stories they got from people around the world who were like, either it taught me English or like I watched it during a really hard time and it kept me company. There is something more than just the superficial industry.
Yeah.
Do you remember, and maybe, well, I don't know, sometimes it's tough, but remember that guy, I think maybe he got in trouble recently, so maybe I shouldn't bring him up. Shane Dawson, he's good?
He's okay.
People are really mad at him. I don't know.
Oh, you think so? Never mind.
Well, hey, for those of us out here who have no idea who he is.
Yeah, well, so there's this guy who was like really big on YouTube, right? Yep. It was YouTube at one point. Was he in a car accident or something?
I don't know.
Like he ended up saying he was in the hospital and the only way he made it through was by watching Ned's Declassified. Like this.
Wow.
You know, so like, we've heard some stories, you know, and those moments that we don't think that we're making it for those moments, but sometimes people are on their last leg and a little bit of humor or something to put on a smile on their face can help them survive it.
Yeah. I mean, for me, Always Sunny in Philadelphia has kept me company most of my life. And when I'm feeling some type of way, I'll watch an episode for the fucking 50th time and I'll giggle.
Yeah, what's your comfort shows?
Ooh. Mine's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Yeah. The Office when it was on Netflix.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know if it's because I felt little familial connection growing up, but I hate rewatching things. I hate it. I hate it. I think if I've already seen this,
oh yeah,
can't I don't want to see it again.
I agree.
I don't care, but I'll put it this way. So I'm watching Yellowstone, but if I know that, because there's one more like little season coming out of Yellowstone, mm-hmm. right? So that for that reason, but also when I didn't know that, I just haven't watched the last three episodes because I don't want those people to leave me.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't want it to be
avoiding
over
abandonment.
With them. Right. So it's not like I go back and rewatch, but like I'll yeah.
That's wild.
I did that for Peaky Blinders for a minute, dude. I was like, but then I
held
like,
on
I gotta
to the
see
end.
It.
So good. Let me plant a little seed. I was sort of that way too, like not rewatching things. I forget who it was, but I'll plant a little seed of why rewatching is cool. Is like rather than, let me attribute it to books. Rather than reading every book in the world, like find your books, find your stories, and keep returning to them. Because when you do that, you're returning to them at a different time in your life. You've already seen the flow of the story. So now you're going to see new things. Like, you know, I'm obsessed with movies. So I'll rewatch movies a lot because I'll be watching and seeing and getting different things from them.
Yeah.
But I also get being like, why am I watching things again?
Wow.
But I don't know. Always Sunny. I've seen those episodes like 100 times. All of them. I don't know.
I'm a Jeopardy guy.
What?
That's my
Jeopardy.
That's the only thing that That's the only thing that I really take time out of my day to watch. Yeah.
Dude, I love learning new things about Daniel. It always makes me happy, and it's
Jeopardy.
Always surprising.
Daniel, Alex if Trebek, you and Leroy so Hawkins do not work together from Chicago PD,
one day we got to. My mom
you
loves
don't
that
understand.
Guy.
Like his man, like y'all could play brothers. I mean, not, but just
I'm
your mannerisms.
It.
Your like point of
Does
view.
Does he love Jeopardy too?
I don't know, but he's. His swagger is like you feel it through the screen, dude.
Fair enough.
But he also just has this really compassionate, amazing thing. I want to see you two work
the
together.
Jeopardy
Royce?
The Alex Jeopardy
Trebek.
Guy died, right?
We lost
Trebek?
The hero.
Yeah. He died like a couple
Alex
years ago, right?
Trebek.
We lost the hero, yeah.
I didn't
you
know
were sad
that.
About
was
it
COVID?
Broken.
I think it was during COVID.
It was right around that time.
Did he die of
You're
COVID?
A Jeopardy
Not
guy.
Not certain.
Couldn't You're even. A daytime game show TV guy.
Yeah. I definitely am. Another show was The Unit. I used to watch it with my mom while we were filming Ned's.
Wow.
And I loved that show. Dennis Haysbert was in it. That's Allstate Stan.
Oh,
no
so good.
Way.
Oh, I love him. He's so good.
I love when those, because they're good actors, those people who get campaigns for those, like Flo and this and that. I saw her on like a Showtime something. I love when I see them around.
What's your comfort show, Lauren? Other than Ned's Declassified Podcast Survival Guide.
Right.
Yeah, that I've totally seen.
You bitch!
Damn it!
No. Yeah.
No. Yeah.
love Survivor.
Me too, dog.
That's my show.
I didn't know that. Me too, dog.
Like, nice. I love those. A lot of...
Jeff Probst?
Jeff Probst.
Jeff's the man.
Probst. My favorite player ever is Joe Ingram, and he went to my high school, and I had no idea. And then he showed up one day because his sister was like our lunch lady, and I was like, Josie.
What?
And when was
Joe
it?
Was
did you meet
really,
him?
I
Joe
cried.
Joe was super handsome,
him.
Right?
She
what?
Cried.
Joe was like a really handsome guy.
He
That's a real
had like long hair.
Yeah.
He was on Three Times. Oh, yeah. I cried. He was my screensaver. Like the picture of me hugging him for like years.
Oh, that's legit.
So really, those were tears from your vagina.
Oh my God. She was in high school. He was a grown man. No.
Chill, man.
I talk about my vagina.
Dude, I love knowing this. I love Survivor. Last season was
amazing. Race, too. Like, I'll dabble.
Were you a
I'll
Fear Factor guy race. Then, or is that that's fringe? Do you even know what Fear Factor
is? Fear Factor, I watched almost every episode.
Is too old? Do you know Fear Factor?
Way old. You know,
she's Gen Z.
That's
we're millennials.
Joe Rogan was more than just a conspiracy.
What year did your show come out?
2004.
What year was I born in?
Oh, no, don't do that to me.
What year was it?
I don't even
2004.
I don't even want to know that.
Sorry.
We're old. Oh, God, we're old.
Oh,
no.
That is incredible. Thank you.
I've been sitting on that.
That is so good. Well.
That's great.
Truly.
Give us another voice.
Give us another one. All right. This is from Camry Jade.
Camry Jade.
Camry Jade.
Hi, guys.
Oh, here we go.
Ready, ready.
So I am still in high school, and I was just wondering if you could give one piece of advice to the young people, what would it be?
Advice to the young people.
Yeah, she's in high school. I gotta think, because that's so far back. Lauren, do you have advice for young people? You're just fresh out of high school.
Yeah, I graduated 2 years ago.
This is our baby. This is our child.
Look, I did the thing where I feel like I didn't get a close on my childhood because I just moved out. I'm on my own. Like, all my friends get to, like, go home for the holidays or whatever. I don't have, like, a this is when you're college ends or whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
you're not in a structure.
Which is really interesting because you guys, almost the opposite, were, like, you didn't get the childhood of, like, growing up in, I guess, like, a school, like, normal system, whereas I did all that and then I left.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So advice for a high schooler is to enjoy it. Because when I was 14, I was like, I'm applying to this college and this college and this college. And I had my whole future planned and then I didn't go to college.
Hey.
You got high school advice, Linz?
High school advice. Yeah, I don't. Can I genuinely just say, just don't do drugs. I that has been a joke before, but truly, the best start you can give yourself is just not in a hole, like not in a deficit. Don't give yourself like more crap to kind of run through because life is hard as fuck, like really, and you know. You gotta, earning things is so much better than just like buying them. Do you know what I'm saying? Like buying drugs, buying this, buying alcohol, da 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 da. When you earn those things, there's no feeling like it. And sometimes you gotta go through a lot of trials and tribulations. Mm. I just hope you come back if you feel like you do need to try drugs. But just like, please try to keep somebody around you that can keep your feet on the ground, you know?
Yeah, and I feel like for high school, man, like don't take too much of it too seriously in high school. I know that's hard to say. It's easy to say from my 30s to you, like, but like relationships in high school don't get spun out in drama. Let me say that. Try and enjoy yourself. Choose friends and people that make you feel good. If there's friends that you actually feel stressed around and you actually feel dramatic with,
That's actually not a friend.
Yeah, like, you don't need that. Choose what feels good, and you have a lot of time ahead of you right now. So I would try and listen to your own instincts and intuition on what moves you. What do you like to create? What are you maybe interested in as a hobby, craft, creative pursuit? And do those things. You have time. When I look back on, like, the time I had at 18, I'm like, man, I play music, but I'm like, man, I really could have gone in on music then when I had all this time in front of me. I'd ask yourself, what do you love about the world? What interests you? And try and spend time doing that and like getting better at something.
Facts, man. And you know what? I'm just going to add on top of that. And I will say, don't put yourself in a box. I know in high school it's so easy to get caught up in like the cliques and these guys hang out and they all enjoy the same things. And since I've labeled myself as this, I have to enjoy that and that, don't deviate from this. Like, give yourself room to explore the things that might interest you. You know, if you've only focused on one genre of music, let's just say, you know, branch out, check out some other stuff. If you've only looked at one field of study, you know, to check out more, you know, styles, all of that, habits. Don't get too locked into an archetype and feel like that's all you'll ever gravitate towards, because you're going to grow up, grow older, and you're going to find new friends, and you're going to wish you had certain experiences that maybe you didn't allow yourself to interact with because you put yourself in a box. So just feel that freedom to explore and let yourself reveal itself to you. You know, give yourself,
I love that.
Give yourself options.
I love that so much. Thanks for submitting your question. I love that we have like Ned's feels too old for high school to know the show, but I love that we have high school fans.
I mean, yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Life is high school.
It's one big, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
What did your high school look like? Did you end up going to a high school?
I went to the first semester of Notre Dame High School.
That's what mine was called.
Really?
Oh, yeah, wow. Notre Dame. No in way. Arizona. Yeah.
Oh. Right on.
Wait,
Riverside.
And where was yours?
Arizona.
That's crazy.
Arizona.
So I went there and then we
like
got
a private
picked up
Catholic
started,
high school, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We got picked up and started shooting. So like the plan was that they sent me my work that needed to be done, but the problem was like they didn't keep up with it. So by the time I got back, I almost failed a couple finals because I had all this work to catch up and whatever. So then I went to homeschooling when we got picked up for a bigger order. So only a semester.
Yeah. I went to regular. 2 weeks of high school back in Georgia, knowing I was coming out to do the third season of Ned's. I just wanted to see high school. So I went to 2 weeks knowing I was going to leave and do no work. So I was in there like a tourist, just like, wow, this is cool. High school, huh?
Taking
I literally just wanted no notes. Like literally I was in there like not doing any work. Just like, wow, high school, huh? I'm not going to do this. And, and then I went to LA and we did the third season and I got my GED and now I'm a fucking idiot.
Yep.
Hey, good job. Hey, you made it through.
I concur.
Like everybody else in American public school system. Yeah, I remained in school for the majority of Ned's. But what, we started when
we were because we finished third season in ninth grade, so you would have had the rest of high school to do, right?
Yeah, so Ned's, I continued to do that, getting work packets and then returning it to the school, which was super difficult,
so
like
hard.
Lindsay said.
Mm. Yeah,
I tried to stay ahead of the curve and try to, you know, read up on stuff just in case it wasn't in the packet, you know, because there's so much stuff changes. Then I moved all the way back to Mississippi to go to school right after Ned's.
Damn.
I went to, Mississippi to play football and everything. And
but that's what you wanted to do. Like, there was no part of you that was like,
oh, I'm going to miss the industry.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I had always loved sports and also just, I loved Mississippi and just that vibe. And I wanted to get back to that energy. But went back there, stayed in school for a little bit, and then Zeke and Luther came
up. I was going
to
say.
So I had to uproot myself in the middle of one of the football seasons to come back out to
what,
LA.
Were you in, like,
you left your
year?
Quarterback hanging?
That was... When I moved back, I had made it to senior year. It was senior year.
You had to leave in the middle of senior year?
What position were you?
I was middle linebacker when I was in Long Beach, because at Long Beach I played football too, right after Ned's, but then made the move. I was middle linebacker. But when I went back to Mississippi, them boys, bro, they were huge.
Oh, those are
bro.
Big.
290 pound, you know, I'm like, okay, nah.
16-year-olds.
Yeah, so I had to bounce out to tight end and free safety.
Okay.
Like, because I was just way smaller. Like, in California, I was... You know, I was sizable.
That's
but
so funny.
Back in Mississippi, it was like, nah, you're a safety.
That's so funny.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, man.
Oh. Well, is that the first episode
I think
of
that's our first
extra
audio pod.
Audio
Ned's
pod?
Ned's Pod Extras, yeah.
Ned's Pod Extras.
Yeah. We're so happy you're here.
Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being here, Lauren. Guys, thanks for submitting your voices. We love hearing from you.
That was so cool.
We're going to be doing one of these Ned's Pod Extras weekly. Again, if you haven't yet, smash that follow button. If you want to see the video of us recording this episode, go over to patreon.com/Ned's Pod. And Wola. The Wola. Normal pod drops every Wednesday.
Wolof. I don't know
what
Wolof
I say.
Wolof.
Follow Wolof.
Oh, Wolof. She turned it backwards, guys. It's an anagram. Is that an anagram? I don't know.
That's
what they call it.
I'm turning it backwards.
Follow Wolof.
Wolof now.
Wolof. Nice. Nice.
Waffle.
Thanks for coming out, guys. If
Waffle.
if you love Lauren's voice and want to keep her on, leave us a comment there and say, hey, keep Lauren. Else.
Or
she gets the axe.
Goodbye.
We appreciate it. Right. You're on thin ice, Lauren.
All right, love you guys.
Love
peace.
You guys.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.